Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kaiju Carnage. I'm your host, Cal, the Kaiju Guy. And this episode today, at the time of this recording, which is Thursday, March 17th, 2022, this was very impromptu. The reason why I'm doing this episode is because I know a lot of you only listen to the podcast and that you do not follow me on any of my social media accounts or anything like that. And, you know, today I found out while I was at work that it was being reported that Akira Takarada, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, had passed away. And, you know, it was one of those deals, unfortunately, where you see that it's being reported, but whenever you go to try and check on it online, like, some places were still listing him as being alive, others were listing him as being no longer with us, and eventually I was able to find that it was his own family that shared the news that he had passed away. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, it bummed me out. I mean, I'm sure you guys can hear it in my voice that it really bummed me out, because Akira Takarada is one of those actors that I've been a fan of and that I've been aware of for the vast majority of my life. And this is not me trying to sound selfish or anything like that. It's just, he had just been announced as he was going to be a guest that was being put on by All Monsters Attack in Indianapolis, and they were going to be showing a screening of King Kong Escapes, which he stars in, and he was going to be there. And I had been making plans to go up there and fulfill a wish that I've had for years and years and years to finally actually meet him and shake his hand. I was not concerned about getting his autograph or anything like that. I just wanted to meet him and let him know how much he meant to me, how much of an impact he had on me, and that he's one of my all-time favorite actors. You know, I just wanted to meet the guy. And, you know, just last week, I believe, he was announced to be going to that particular convention. And I had already been making plans to go because, you know, as sad as it is to say at this point in time, you know, it was like in my mind, I'm like, this is probably going to be my last chance, because he was pretty well up in age. I'm not sure exactly how old he was. Like, it just, you know, it bums me out. It's sad. Before I go any further talking about Mr. Takarada, I was planning on covering this in the beginning of my next Kaiju episode, which was going to be on Godzilla 2000. But for those of you that don't know, I'm also, I used to be a diehard wrestling fan, like professional wrestling, like WWE and all of that kind of stuff. And I really got into wrestling around the time of just prior to the Monday Night War. I was fully invested into the Monday Night War. And, you know, and for those of you that don't know, the Monday Night War was a ratings battle, so to say, between WWF Monday Night Raw and WCW Monday Nitro. And, you know, for I believe it was like 2 years or so, WCW was winning in the ratings and all of that kind of stuff. But then WWF really bounced back and they started swapping places here and there, and eventually WWF ended up winning the war, buying out WCW due to a lot of internal issues that happened and all of that. Like, you know, I'm not going to get into all the details concerning the Monday Night War and all of that kind of stuff. That could be a podcast all in and of itself of me talking about the Attitude Era and all of that kind of stuff, because I was a huge fan of wrestling back then. But anywho, saying all of that, just a couple of days ago, one of the best wrestlers of all time and somebody that I have very fond memories of by the name of Scott Hall passed away. He fell, I believe if I'm remembering the details correctly, he fell and broke his hip. And after that, he had three heart attacks. He was rushed to the hospital. He was put on life support. His family decided to take him off of life support. And for probably about 4 or 5 hours after he was taken off of life support, he was still alive. And, you know, everybody was kind of wishing and hoping that he was going to be able to pull through and all of that, but he finally passed away. And I've got some great memories of Scott Hall. Thinking back now, I have some great memories of Scott Hall. Back in the day, whenever I was a kid and I was heavily invested in the Monday Night War, I was very, very angry at Scott Hall because he left WWF to go to WCW. So in my mind, I viewed him as a traitor. But I could not stand him. But eventually he made his way back to WWF and all that. And, you know, he's one of the best bad guys in the business. He was one of the best wrestlers. He was one of the most influential wrestlers of the Attitude Era and all of that. And he will be sorely missed. But anywho, back to Mr. Takarada. Sorry to get off track there. I know that wrestling has virtually nothing to do with kaiju and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, like I've said in numerous episodes before, my fandoms vary widely. Like, there's a lot of different things that I'm into. And I haven't really paid attention to professional wrestling a whole lot since the Ruthless Aggression era. I pretty much stopped watching around, 2009, 2010, something like that. And I catch some AEW stuff every now and then here and there, but for the most part, I just, you know, I don't mess with it anymore. But I wanted to say that little tidbit about Scott Hall, and he will be missed. Now back to Mr. Takarada. He was born in 1934 in Japan-occupied Korea, and I already have a spotlight on him, on his career and all of that. So if you want to hear anything more about him in more detail, just go check out my episode that is called Actor Spotlight, Akira Takarada. But I just wanted to say something. You know, I wanted to do something, because I know some of you guys don't, y'all don't pay attention to my social medias or anything. You're only in this for the podcast and all of that. But, I didn't want to go through this whole spill in the beginning of the Godzilla 2000 episode, because I know I would ramble about it for quite a bit. But the first time that I ever saw Akira Takarada, the film that I saw him in was Eberron, Horror of the Deep, or really the Americanized version of that film, specifically the Tetra, I believe it was Tetra, dubbed version, called Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. And that was the first film that I'd ever seen him in. And, you know, I immediately became a fan of him. Like, he's kind of portrayed in that film as being like an anti-hero. Like, you know, like, spoiler alert, he was a bank robber and he had stolen a lot of money from some banks and all of that kind of stuff. And he was camped out on some other vessel. And the main characters come on the vessel, and the vessel ends up, you know, you watch the movie, and you can see what happens and all of that. But yeah, that was the first thing that I ever saw him in, and I became a big fan of him. He was my favorite character in that particular Showa-era Godzilla movie. He played a character by the name of Yoshimura, That was his character's name, and he was cool, man. He was really cool. He was real cool at picking locks, real good at picking locks, I'm sorry. And you know, that was the first thing I ever saw him in. And then I can't remember which movie came next, if it was what movie I personally saw him in, whether it was Mothra versus Godzilla or Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster, because he was in both of those. He made his big return to Godzilla films in Mothra versus Godzilla, because he starred as one of the leading characters of the original 1954 Gojira film. He's been around with Godzilla from the beginning. He played I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can't. You guys know I have a hard time pronouncing names. Hideto Ogata. Like, I know Ogata, you know, is correct, but or Hideto, you know, I'm not too sure. Ogata. He played Ogata. And you know, he was one of the lead, one of the main human actors of the film. He was one of the divers that went down with Dr. Sarazawa, the character that developed and utilized the oxygen destroyer to defeat the original Gojira. Well, Ogata was the other diver that went down with Sarazawa before, you know, being pulled back up and Dr. Sarazawa sacrificing himself so that his technology could never be used again and all of that. So I had already seen him in like three other movies prior to seeing him in the original Gojira. And it took me a few viewings to figure out that that was him, because, you know, he's much younger whenever he was in that movie. And so he starred in that movie, and he became a ladies' man. You know, he was a very desirable individual, very young, handsome-looking man in Japan and all of that. So, pretty much just became a heartthrob actor, and he stepped away from kaiju films for quite some time. And, you know, the original Gojira came out in 1954. Well, he ends up coming back to the Godzilla franchise in 1964, 10 years later, for Mothra versus Godzilla. And then it would only be a year later he would star in Invasion of Astro Monster. So, like, you know, I can remember watching those movies. I had already seen, you know, obviously, like I said, the first movie I ever saw him in was Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. But I can't remember which came first, Mothra or Ghidorah, for me personally viewing those films. But, like, I remember it was one of those, and I would sit there and look at him, and I'm like, that guy looks familiar, you know? And eventually I was able to piece together, you know? And it also made it more difficult because he had different dub actors for the Americanized versions of the movies. So every time he would be in a movie, the voice actor would be different, obviously. And, you know, that would just make it a little bit more difficult for me to pinpoint that he was the same guy. And so I saw those two movies that he was in. And then pretty good while later, you know, I saw King Kong Escapes because he was in that. And he also starred in Godzilla vs. Mothra in the Heisei era. And he also starred in Godzilla Final Wars, which took place in the Millennium Era, and he had a 2014, in the 2014 Godzilla film, he had a scene as a immigration agent, but it was a deleted scene. He's still listed in the credits for the film, but his scene was ultimately cut. So he's one of the very few actors that has starred in, like, all four main eras of Godzilla films. He was in the Showa era, the Heisei era, the Millennium era, and then also the, I call it the Legendary era, but it's technically the Reiwa era. But yeah, he was in the Reiwa era as well, even though his scene was cut. So yeah, guys, very, very sad that he that he passed away. Like, he was a great actor. He was a wonderful person, from what I gather. Like, you know, unfortunately, I was never able to meet him. That was going to be happening in September if everything went the way I wanted it to. But again, that's not me trying to sound selfish. It's just, you know, like, it's sad. Like, I'm bummed. I'm legit bummed that he passed away. He's one of my all-time favorite actors. He was very, you know, a very big part of my childhood. And, you know, just constantly watching movies and watching him be in it. He always stole the show and whatever kaiju film that he was in, as far as I was concerned. And, you know, it's terrible that he's gone. So, yeah, I just wanted to do this very quick episode just to so I didn't rant about it in the beginning of the Godzilla 2000 episode and all of that. And also, I believe I've already posted it on my two Facebook pages as well as my Instagram page that it happened. But like I said, I know a lot of you guys don't follow me on my social medias. You're only in this for the podcasts. So I wanted to just make a very quick impromptu episode paying tribute to Mr. Takarada. He will be very, very, very sorely missed. And, you know, yeah, even though he was born in the 30s and he's been around as long as he has, you know, you've had a very good, long life, very impactful life, that someone, you know, that was like in their late 80s, 90s or something like that, you know, you sit there and say they were taken too soon. And that's how I feel about Mr. Takarada. It's a shame that he's no longer with us. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a part of life. You know, a coworker today, he was complaining about he has knee issues, and he was complaining about his knee, and he looked at me because he's much older than me. He's about 30 or 40 years older than I am, and he looked at me and he said, "Man, it sucks to get old." And I shrugged my shoulders and I said, "It's better than the alternative. It's either get old or get dead, one or the other." And Mr. Takarada is no longer with us. He will be sorely missed. And, yeah, but, you know, as weird as it is to say, he's always going to be with us. All we got to do is just plug in some of his old movies and enjoy the work that he did and the joy that he brought people and all of that. He was a wonderful person. He was a wonderful actor. And he will absolutely be missed. I know that lots of people say that it's very strange that people get attached to actors or musicians and things like that. Like, why do you feel so upset? Like, it's not like you knew them or you had interaction with them and all of that. Well, you know, it's true. Like, many people didn't have interactions with them whenever a actor or musician or a celebrity of some kind passes away. But, you know, it's the memories that you have. You know, I remember being a kid and sitting down on the floor in front of the TV watching different Godzilla movies and watching him and just loving his performances and loving his characters and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, this hits hard that he's gone and he's no longer with us. But you know, it is what it is. He'll forever live on in our memories. So alrighty guys, that pretty much does it. Again, next episode is going to be Godzilla 2000. It's going to, at the time of this recording, it's going to be airing in 2 days, Saturday morning. And then the following episode after that will be on the anime series, season one, Godzilla Singular Point. So I'll catch y'all all then, you know, hopefully on a much happier note and all of that. So, you know, tune in for the next episode, which is Godzilla 2000, and I'll catch you guys then. Rest in peace, Mr. Akira Takarada. You will be missed. This is Kyle the Kaiju Guy, signing out.